This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami K. Sean, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session.
We're in session 159, and the topic of discussion today is surrender the excuse and execute. It's going to be one of those topics today where many of you may feel I'm on your porch ringing your bell, but hey, I'm ringing my own bell as well in a lot of areas of my life. So know that when I do these podcasts, I'm in this thing with you. I'm not talking at you as if I'm the guru. So let's support each other on this thing and get to it already. Before we get started, you already know, I'm going to ask you, how is your day going today? Are you being intentional? Because that's the only way for us to make this day work, to be intentional. Because everyone else is being intentional with trying to upset you and make you mad and frustrate you. So how about you do this? Put a smile on your face and just walk it out in greatness. Surrender the excuse and execute. Are you an expert excuse maker? What I mean by that is, do you excel at creating uber convincing reasons on why you shouldn't or can't do something, even when you know it's best for you and your future? I want you to answer that honestly. No lies. No lies needed. I think if most of us are honest, we are great at making excuses. But I do believe that excuses are the kryptonite to your super lavish future. You can't fly into it holding the kryptonite in your hand. One of them has to go. If you desire the latter, you must surrender the former. When you surrender the excuse, the only option left is to execute. Execute the plan, take the step, get in to action. That's it. But for some reason, many of you will get to that point and say, okay, lights, camera, action. And then you'll convince yourself to start making more excuses. And then you actually start to have a conversation with yourself saying, man, why do I always make excuses? I mean, what is it? Why? To be honest, this is why I'll say the excuses will vary. The reasons will vary on why we find ourselves being addicted to the excuses. But what I do believe, there is some consistent underlayers, some underlining to the excuses. And I think for most of us Homo sapiens, it's to conceal some form of fear. It's to conceal that fear of failure, that if I technically don't try, then I can't fail. And no one can say, oh, I told you that wasn't going to work. But then to go a little deeper, I also think it's giving in to the comfort of your current complacency. And that's the biggest one, in my opinion. It's complacency. It's comfort. It's enjoying. It's almost like you enjoy your excuses the way you enjoy endless shrimp fest at Red Lobster. Or if you're like me, you might enjoy getting those bottomless chips and salsa stuff at the restaurant, at the Mexican restaurant before your food comes. I'm just saying. That's how plentiful and delicious excuses can be when you have been accustomed to making them instead of just executing the plan already. See, coming up with ideas, having these lavish and beautiful dreams and desires, that's an easy step. It's very easy to do that part. You'll say to yourself, man, I want to travel to new places and see new things and meet new people. I want to be more of an avid reader. I want to live more of a healthy lifestyle and be more fit. And all these are great and amazing ideas, and you may even get a little rushed just thinking about them. But then your brain has this thing that it tells you, something like, girl, bye. You already know you're not serious. And so what it does for you is start to skillfully whip up these amazing excuses for you not to pursue your dream or your desire. It sucks, right? But it is what it is. Now that you are aware of it, how do you change it? Don't focus on why it's going to happen. Know that it is going to happen. Because once we put our brains in certain routines, this is why it's hard for addicts to break out of things. We're no different. Now we're just addicts to our complacent state. And it's time for you to get into a little rehab. And the first thing you have to do is surrender the excuse and just execute. Now, when it comes to how, everyone's dream and plan and vision is different. So once again, I'm not big on trying to be the guru. I'm just here to support you in the fact of getting the stuff done already. That's what we're trying to do here. Just get it done. And if I had to share one tip of how to surrender the excuse and execute, I would say you have to focus on a different type of mindset, if you will. To be more specific, you got to get kind of ET with it. You got to get kind of extraterrestrial, because you have to go against what your mind and what your habits are used to. This is going to be counterintuitive. If you're expecting it to just flow, you've already lost. You're going to surrender to your excuse and never execute, is what I'm saying. So the reason I say you have to get kind of extraterrestrial, you have to be willing to go into a foreign way of thinking, repeating the same thing, expecting to get different results, is the definition of insanity. So you can't repeat the same thing. So now you have to go to something foreign. You have to go to something extraterrestrial. So basically, you got to tap into your whole Wheel of Fortune mindset. You got to be willing to buy a vowel, which is E. Instead of calling out S, call out T. You get more money for it. So go from excuse to execute. It's all in your way of thinking. And it has to be something new. It will be something foreign until you become accustomed to it. So don't feel as if, because you're feeling a tug of, oh, this is hard, or this doesn't come natural, then it's not right. It's not supposed to come natural. Spelling big words wasn't natural until you learn smaller words. So you have to start where you are. Meet yourself where you're at. Don't overwhelm yourself. That's why I said surrender the excuse and execute. Focus on one thing. Most of us are not great at trying to overwhelm ourselves with a whole bunch of change at one time. You have to focus on, what are you willing to target? One goal at a time, one area at a time. The thing is to get your mind out of that complacency state, to get your brain churning in a different way. Because if not, it will stay robotic. And every time you will surrender to the excuse and never execute. And so if you are that person who has that dream, stop dreaming and execute. If you are that person who has that strong desire to get up and go get it, surrender to the excuse and execute. Stop trying to be perfect and execute. Stop trying to have all your ducks lined up in a row and execute. Stop trying to figure out what they're going to think about you and execute. Stop worrying about failing and fail fast so you can just get to the proper execution. There's this quote that I saw in a blog post by a man named Don Wilder. And it says, excuses are the nails to build a house of failure. And most of us make excuses out of the fear of failure. So that means you're building a house, but it's a mansion of worthlessness. And you're greater than that. Greatness is within you. But you can't try to grab your amazing future and hold on to the petty excuses. So surrender the I'm too young or I'm too old to do this. Surrender, I don't have enough money or resources. Surrender, I don't have enough education or qualifications to do this. Surrender, I don't know where to start. It's not the right time. Surrender the excuse and execute. If you're going to be ET, phone home. And when I say phone home to the inner greater being of you so that you can bring it out of you. Your gift is yours to hone, but it's not yours to keep. So miss us with all the excuses and get to the execution. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents about the podcast. Head on over to AniJohnson.com/S159 and leave your thoughts. What excuse are you willing to give up today, not tomorrow, today, so that you can execute? Please share this podcast with your friends or family. I would truly appreciate it. And leave me a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. If you're listening to me on the go, it would truly help me out. I thank you guys so much for listening to Girl to Woman Podcast. You can email me if you have any topics or anything that you want me to cover for you. I am here to support and serve you in a greater way so that we can get to this amazing future that is waiting on us. Until we talk again, know that you guys are amazing, even on your worst day. I love you. I'm out of here.